Welcome back, my friends, to The Morning Mindset. It is time for you and for me to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. We are going to dive right in today because we have a long passage of scripture to consider. If you remember, we are in 2 Peter chapter 2, and Peter has been teaching us about false prophets. He's given us all kinds of examples of how false teachers can come into the church of God among people of faith who believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior and subtly twist the scripture to their own ends. And sometimes you might wonder, well, why would a person do that? What are they really getting out of it? Well, Peter is going to explain that to some degree in the passage that we're going to read today. Now, Peter has just given us three examples from the Old Testament of how God saved his own people and also brought judgment on those who were wicked in this situation. And actually, one of those was not a situation where his people were even involved. It had to do with angels. And so he has referred to angels who did not keep their proper place, but rebelled against God. He has referred to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and how he destroyed them and rescued Lot. And he has also referred to the ancient world that he destroyed through a flood, but saved Noah and his family. Okay, so that's the context. We're going to pick up in verse 9. And Peter says, "If the Lord can do that, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority." Now, let's pause for just a moment. He's speaking of the false teachers here. Okay, keep that in mind. He's speaking of the false teachers when he says that. Let's continue. "Bold and willful, they do not tremble as they blaspheme the glorious ones. Whereas angels, though greater in might and power, do not pronounce a blasphemous judgment against them before God. But these, like irrational animals, creatures of instinct, born to be caught and destroyed, blaspheming about matters of which they are ignorant, will also be destroyed in their destruction." Now, that is a pretty strong passage. In this section, Peter gives us a peek into the motivations and the attitudes of many who rise up as false teachers. Let's look at it for a moment. He says, they indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority. That's in verse 10. Okay, so it sounds like we can't be too sure because we weren't actually there hearing what these false teachers were teaching. But it sounds like these false teachers that Peter's addressing may have perhaps been using God's word to twist their teaching into some kind of immoral sexual practices. That could be what this issue of lust of defiling passion is referring to. We don't know. But I don't think it necessarily has to be that, because we can have lusts of defiling passion. We could use those words to describe other kinds of ambition and other kinds of defiling motivations, even though it is more commonly used for something of a sexual orientation. Now, let's look at the next phrase. He says they are bold and willful, and they do not tremble as they blaspheme the glorious ones. So it sounds like these people are kind of cocky. They're pushing themselves forward. They're acting all arrogant. They're touting some kind of authority, that they're even challenging these quote-unquote glorious ones. Now, we don't know who that is, and it's hard to draw a very clear picture of who they are, but it's clear that Peter thinks whoever these glorious ones are, perhaps they're the church fathers, perhaps they're the apostles, perhaps they're angels of some sort, but whoever they are, Peter has in mind, they should not be challenged like they are, at least in the attitude that these false prophets are doing. My friends, do you see, the main issue Peter's getting at here is the attitude behind the action. And he's saying God even sees that deeply. He understands motive. He understands willfulness and rebellion against him. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, please protect us from false teachers like this and protect us from developing these attitudes ourselves. We want to honor you in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.